Well, let me jump into God's Word for today. I know there was a few more announcements than normal, but I want to look at a message with you today titled, "There Will Your Servant Be." That's a quote from a man named Ittai. "There Will Your Servant Be." Before I read the text, let me just give you the setting a little bit of what's happening, because it will help us to understand what's going on. The Bible tells us an account of when David is the king. He's the king of the combined kingdom of Israel and Judah. And when David was the king, his own son, Absalom, began to turn against him. That sounds crazy, but it's what took place. And Absalom actually began to win the hearts of people and gather people up. And he would do this just by speaking with people out in the streets and talking to them. And over a period of time, Absalom began to get people in the kingdom to turn away from their loyalty to David and to become loyal to him. And more they were shifting over time, where many people in the kingdom started feeling like, hey, I want Absalom to be the king. We don't want David to be the king anymore. We like this guy. And he was doing this in a very deceptive, malicious way. And that's what was going on when we come to 2 Samuel chapter number 15. We've got this whole context of Absalom turning people away. And let me read it to you from 2 Samuel 15, verse number 13, where it tells us this. A messenger came and told David. So the word is spreading. The word is spreading about this. A messenger came and told David, "The hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom." So again, people are shifting to him. Then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "Come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom." Imagine this. He's fearful that his own son is going to kill him and those who are loyal to him. "We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin on us and put the city to the sword." The king's officials answered him, "Your servants are ready to do whatever our lord the king chooses." So the king set out with all the people following him, and they halted at the edge of the city. And I'm going to pause right there in that account. So we understand the context. There's a coup that is going on. Now, it's his own son, which seems crazy, but there's this attempt to overthrow the kingdom. So David and those who are loyal to him are fleeing the city, fleeing for their lives. You could picture it even as you would see something on modern day news today, where a country is being overthrown and the sitting government and those loyal to it are all fleeing as refugees. This still goes on today, fearing for their very lives that the new government is going to put them to death or imprison them or something like that. So this is the context. There are more than hundreds, there are possibly several thousand people who would have aligned themselves with David, who are all fleeing at this time to get out of there. So I want to pick back up. That's our setting. And I want you to see the interaction that happens with David and someone leaving the city with him. And that's where our focus is today. We're still in 2 Samuel chapter 15, but picking up at verse 19. "The king said to Ittai the Gittite, 'Why should you come along with us? Go back and stay with King Absalom. You are a foreigner, an exile from your homeland. You came only yesterday. And today, shall I make you wander about with us when I do not know where I am going? Go back and take your people with you. May the Lord show you kindness and faithfulness.' But Ittai replied to the king, 'As surely as the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, wherever my lord the king may be, whether it means life or death,'" think about that, "'there will your servant be.'" And that's our title today. "David said to Ittai, 'Go ahead, march on.' So Ittai the Gittite marched on with all his men and the families that were with him. The whole countryside wept aloud as all the people passed by. The king also crossed the Kidron Valley, and all the people moved on toward the wilderness." Let's pray as we consider that account together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We're so grateful for it. I pray that more than just a moving story, more than a dramatic event from history, more than something that would seem a little exciting for us, maybe in a turn of events, I pray that these words, as your word, will speak to our hearts and equip us to live for you. I pray this in the strong name of Jesus, and from your homes, even if you would pray with me right now and pray, "Father, help me to apply your word in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, two Sundays ago, stay with me, and if you missed these weeks, as I say often when I'm kind of walking through some things, this week will be fine on its own, but you also can always go back and see them. They're online. But 2 weeks ago, we looked at how Jesus justifies us by grace through faith. You'll remember that with me. We can't save our own souls. Our souls are saved by Jesus Christ by grace. It's a gift of God. No one can boast. Through faith, we put our faith in Jesus, and we are justified in him. Last week, we looked at sanctification some. We looked at how the Holy Spirit is doing a work in our lives to make us reference letters, letters of recommendation for Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit more about something that we do, our role as we step off of that. We've got what Jesus does. Thank God for Jesus. We've got what the Holy Spirit does. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. But we play a role in all of this as well, our spiritual growth as we're committed to him. So consider that with me today. But let me go back to this guy, Ittai. Ittai is a pretty unknown figure from Scripture. Last Sunday, we looked at another guy who's kind of unknown with David. His name was Hadad the Edomite, and how he had such a negative influence over him, David did. But things were very different with Ittai. Ittai wasn't an Israelite. He wasn't an Edomite. He was a Gittite. Now, I remind you, just as last week, all of this is going to be on the quiz, so it's very important that you're paying good attention. He is Ittai the Gittite. He was from Gath. That's where the Gittites came from. And when David had returned from his time in Gath to become the king there in Judah, about 600 Gittites had come with him who were loyal to him as the king. One of them in particular was a man named Ittai. And we're introduced to him here when David has to flee his own kingdom because Absalom is trying to overthrow his own father as king. And it's more than a great story because Ittai demonstrates for us some things to be modeled in our own lives. We also are citizens of a kingdom, even as he was a citizen of a kingdom. Ours is a heavenly kingdom. We also have a king who sits on the throne. And of course, he sits on the throne of David, the Bible says, and he's Jesus Christ who sits there forever. And the commitment that Ittai showed toward King David is the level of commitment that God wants us to show to him in our lives. Commitment is often lacking in 2020. Relationships end easily. Contracts are broken quickly. But I want you to listen to Ittai's words that he spoke to David before he got his feet wet. And that's going to make sense to you in a second. But hear these words. As surely as the Lord lives, surely as God lives, and as my Lord the King lives, wherever my Lord the King may be, he's talking about David, wherever David may be, whether it means life or death, whatever the results are, there will your servant be. Wow. Wherever you are, that's where I will be, David. I go with you. And for Ittai, it meant putting his life on the line. He could be killed for not aligning himself with Absalom. If Absalom is successful in overthrowing the government, he would be put to the sword or this. And he understood that. That's why he says, whether life or death, there will your servant be. Just as Ittai was committed with his whole life to David, God wants us to be committed with all of our hearts to him. Wherever, whenever, whatever, however, the cry of our heart is to be, yes, Lord. Come on, from your own home, say it. Yes, Lord. That's what God desires out of us. He wants that same level of commitment. And I want you to think of Absalom today as this world. I want you to think of Absalom today as the things of this world that would seek to entice us and move us away from God's plan, because David was God's plan for Israel. David on the throne was what God desired. Absalom was not the plan of God. And the people had to make a decision of is David going to be on the throne or is Absalom going to be on the throne? And I want you to picture that in our own lives with Absalom being the systems of this world, the things of this world that would want to rule our lives and be the Lord. Lord of our lives and Jesus who sits on the throne of David forever. And we're faced with a decision, even as Ittai was faced with, of what do we do in such a situation? Because God wants the cry of our hearts, the cry of your heart, the cry of my heart, to be the cry of Ittai's heart. Wherever you're going, God, there will your servant be. That's what God wants out of each and every one of us. We can do what Ittai did in this situation. And it's what God wants from us. I want to talk to you about what God wants out of us then with some of the things that Ittai illustrated for us. And the first one is this, faithfulness. God wants faithfulness out of his children, out of his sons and his daughters. Everybody wants to be successful in life. And that's not necessarily wrong to want to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful. But you know what God wants? God wants faithful. God wants faithful out of those who follow him. And when my life is done, and the day will come where my life will come to an end, just as your life will come to an end, and I will stand before God Almighty on a day of judgment. And when I stand before God, when my life is done, God is not going to ask me if I was successful. God is going to ask me if I was faithful, because that's what matters. Faithfulness is what God desires out of us in our lives. Ittai was faithful, and he's an excellent example of faithfulness. I mean, can you imagine what it was like for him? There'd been a time where he had left his home in Gath to follow David, which had led him to Jerusalem. And as Absalom began to grow in favor, the rumors would have started. Questions would have risen. There would have been conversations in the marketplace and things that would have gone on about, hey, did you hear about this? Or are you hearing what Absalom is doing? And you know, people would have been talking about it in the streets. Hey, Absalom is winning people over, and the rumors are he's going to try to overthrow his dad. And what do you think? Whose side are you going to be on? Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to align yourself with? And I know it would have been like that because I live in a country where that's what it's like. Come on, it's all around us. It's Trump-Pence 2020, or it's Biden-Harris 2020, and everybody has to pick a side of who a leader will be. And they were doing it in this day, David probably had some t-shirts made that said, David, 1029 BC, and Absalom painted on the side of his chariot, make Jerusalem great again, or probably not quite like that. No political comments in the feed. I'm just trying to understand the scene. And there's this whole debate over who's going to be the leader and who's going to be in charge, and people are choosing sides and where they're going to be. But Ittai is a picture of faithfulness, and he packs up all his belongings, and he packs up his family, and as David flees the city with those who are loyal to him, Ittai, who's not even Hebrew, is found in the ranks. And when David sees him, he calls him over. Hey, what are you doing here? You're not even one of us. You're not with us. You're a Gittite. You are from Gath. You came from somewhere else even to get here. Go back. Go back and align yourself with Absalom. Go stay with him. There's no reason for you to be here with us. You go look out for yourself. But Ittai's response was, no, I stay with you. I stay with you. Now, the Bible says that they crossed the Kidron Valley in order to get there. And in crossing the Kidron Valley, they would have had to cross the Brook of Kidron. And when Ittai came to that brook, when Ittai came to that place where he had to make a decision of what he would do, he chose to get his feet wet. He chose to step out into the water and cross over to say, no matter the results, I'm with David. When the world tries to lure the children of God away with what looks easier today, the children of God respond with, I stay with Jesus. Come on. The world's always going to try to pull us away. I stay with Jesus. Jesus, wherever you are, there will your servant be. Stay faithful to following God with your life. There will always be someone or something trying to throw you off track. We have an adversary who's prowling around looking to steal, kill, and destroy. But the children of God are faithful to him. Faithfulness is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Just as an apple tree produces apples, you produce faithfulness. It grows out of you. It comes from you as the Holy Spirit works in your life. So when we're given the option to go back to the world or to faithfully follow God's call in our lives, let's make sure we also always get our feet wet, that we step out and say, no, where Jesus is, that's where I am. Let me keep moving because I want to tell you something else that Ittai clearly illustrates, and that's love. Love. if we're committed to God, we love God. And he clearly had a love for David. He loved David. He believed that David was God's man, and he loved him. He followed him. What can't be missed is that for the child of God, love is even a command. It's not just a feeling. We know the account. Some folks came to Jesus, and when they came to Jesus, they tried to trick Jesus. They came to Jesus to say, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? We know Jesus, all of the commandments, but which one is the greatest commandment? And when they came to Jesus to say this, Jesus told them that the greatest commandment was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And then, as I like to say, Jesus threw a bonus commandment in. And he said, and the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. We're actually commanded to love God. It's not simply an emotional response from us. It's not some feeling of butterflies that we get. Love is, it's a verb, as we say. It's an action. It's a fruit of the Spirit that God wants us to have toward him. God wants us to love him. He commands us to love him. You know why we love God? Because he first loved us. We're just loving God back. God loves us with an everlasting love. We talked about that in our time of worship. And we love God back. Itai is a demonstration for us of just a love for who you are following in your life. In response to Jesus' words there, where Jesus told us to love God with everything we have in Matthew chapter 22, to love God and love who God loves, we respond by saying yes to him. And you know how you know whether you love God or not? It's easy to know whether you love God or not. Because if you love God, when the worship music gets kind of slow, you close your eyes and you raise your hands and you kind of sway back and forth like this. And that's how you know maybe that's not how we know we love God. Hey, I'm passionate in my worship, but that's not how Jesus said we would know that we would love God. He says that if we love him, we keep his commandments. If we love God, we do the things that he taught us to do. That's the response to loving God. And it came from Jesus himself that we would do that. It ties love and devotion for David were evident. He followed David. He did the things that David wanted to do. And David even gave him an out. Ittai, go back to Jerusalem. Go back and be with Absalom. But Ittai knew something. I want you to catch this. This is important. Ittai knew that he couldn't love David but live with Absalom. He knew that there was no way he could say he loved David but live with Absalom. And we can't love Jesus but live with those things that are not of God in this world. I can't stay with Absalom but say I love Jesus. If we love Jesus, we go with him. We follow him. The same David who was fleeing Jerusalem in our text, he wrote in Psalm 37 some words where he challenged us with these words. Psalm 37, 5. He says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him. I want to challenge and encourage you today to commit yourself to love. Commit yourself to love. Our world, our nation needs love right now. Our world is filled with so much hostility right now. People are hurting. People are broken. People are lost. People are looking for answers and hope. The politicians don't have that hope. I know we'll vote and someone will lead the nation, but the politicians don't have that hope of what people need. People need Jesus. People need Jesus. There's a lot of judgment going on in our nation right now from every direction, and it comes from every side. People are looking at other groups of people and passing judgment in whole groups, and everybody who's in this group is like that, but everybody who's in this group is like this, and we become very judgmental as a society, and it happens everywhere along the way. But I believe Jesus is looking at our land, and he's looking at the United States. He's looking at the world, but he's looking right here at us as well. And Jesus sees people as sheep without a shepherd. Because that's what he saw when he looked over Jerusalem. Sheep without a shepherd. People who need the good shepherd, who need Jesus Christ. And he is that good shepherd. And I want you to remember that you're his reference letter. We're that letter of recommendation for Jesus Christ. The most important thing we can do is love God and love them. Love them. When Itai stepped into the water and got his feet wet, he was a model for us of faithfulness. He was a picture of devotion and love. And then just a third thought today that I want you to catch of something that we need in our lives as well, and that's Itai modeled submission for us. He submitted to David. He referred to David as his Lord, the King. Jesus wants us to submit to him in that same manner. Jesus doesn't just want to be my Savior. Jesus doesn't just want to be your Savior. Jesus wants to be your Lord. You know, sometimes I think we say Lord and Savior so fast. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. We say it almost like it's one word. Yep, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Lord and Savior, it's like it becomes one, but it's not one word. It's two. Savior is what Christ did, that he justified us. He justified us by grace through faith. He is our Savior. He put the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, as a guarantee of what's to come. But Lordship is our bowing the knee and submitting to Jesus Christ and making him the Lord of our lives. And that's what Jesus came for and what Jesus wants. He doesn't just want to save my soul. He wants to be the Lord of my life, to sit on the throne of my heart and yours as well. Itai illustrated that submission for us. There were a lot of people in Jerusalem. There were a lot of people there. And a bunch of people were fleeing with David, but most of them were staying. Most of them were staying in Jerusalem. And of those staying, there were a lot of people staying who wanted Absalom to be the king. He had won them over. But there were others. There were people who wanted David to be the king, but they didn't leave with David. They stayed in Jerusalem, even though they wanted David to be king. They stayed there with Absalom. And if you had stopped those folks on the street and asked them, who is the king of Jerusalem? You know what they would have said? They would have said, King David. David is the king of Jerusalem. But who is on the throne of Jerusalem? Well, Absalom is. So is he the king? They would have said, no, he's not really the king. David is the true king. So they believed that David was the king, but they stayed with Absalom. They didn't really follow him. I meet people like that today. So do you. People who believe that Jesus is Lord, but they let someone or something else sit on the throne of their hearts. If you ask them, who's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Jesus is the king. But are they following him across the field as you would follow David? No. They say, no, but I let this rule my life instead. Let somebody who said David was the king, but let Absalom be their king. Don't let something else rule over you in your life. Don't let money, don't let the pleasures of this world, don't let something be what makes the calls and the shots in your life. Let Jesus be the Lord of your life. Itai knew that he couldn't stay in Jerusalem and still be loyal to David, so he followed him. David was his king, and he submitted to his authority. He would bow down to no other throne. And although it could cost him his life, his response was this: there will your servant be. There will your servant be. The account is a beautiful picture of what God wants from us in our lives, so I want us to make it our own. And Grizel, maybe if you'd come and help me on the keyboard as we pull this together here at the end. God, I want to make this our own, to make this our own. Because you see, you and I, we're in a battle just as Itai was. The Bible speaks of our lives as a battle. It does. It speaks of your life as a battle. The Bible speaks of our weapons. The Bible speaks of our armor. The Bible speaks of our enemy. The Bible speaks of the competition that there is for our hearts and our loyalty, just as there was for Itai's heart and his loyalty. So it begs the question then in this battle, who's going to sit on the throne? Who's going to sit on the throne of my heart? Because you could live in Jerusalem and say David was king, but you'd actually be submitting to Absalom. And I fear that that happens sometimes in the church. That sometimes we say Jesus is Lord, but we let Absalom rule over us in our lives. That's not God's plan for you. That's not God's plan for me. Jesus did not come and leave heaven and live a life without sin and go to Calvary and bear all my sins in his body so that I could say he's Lord, but let something else rule over my life. That's not the plan. Jesus wants to be Lord. Jesus wants us to follow him and live according to his word. He wants us to love him. He wants to be the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to call the shots, if you will. So who's on the throne? Picture yourself this morning. Picture yourself this morning in the Kidron Valley. Picture yourself in the Kidron Valley. You've been in a valley. There you are in the valley, and in front of you there's a brook. A stream is flowing by. The brook of Kidron is flowing through. And here you are standing on the banks of the Kidron Brook. That's what Ittai came to. Ittai came out of the city, and he came down into the Kidron Valley, and he came to the Kidron Brook, and he stood there, and Ittai had to make a decision. He had to decide, do I step into the water? Do I step into the water and get my feet wet and go with David? Or do I go back and let Absalom be my king? And Ittai made a decision. I'm stepping in. I'm not staying here with anyone else. David is my king, my Lord the King. I want you to picture yourself in the valley. But with us, the decision is different. The individual who's seated on the throne of David now is Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us that. Jesus is on the throne. And although the world will always have something else that will want to rule in our lives and call the shots in our lives, we come into that valley and we stand there at the brook and we have to make the decision. Not the decision of do we believe that Jesus is Lord, because Jesus is Lord no matter what I believe. The Bible says that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So the decision I make at the brook is not, is Jesus Lord? Because Jesus is Lord no matter what. The decision is he my Lord? Is he my Lord? Am I going to submit to him? Am I going to follow his leading and his direction in my life? Am I going to live according to his word, his plan, his purpose for my life? Who's going to sit on the throne of my heart? And we stand there at the brook and we have to make the decision. Am I going to get my feet wet? Am I stepping in the water? Am I going to say, as Ittai said, Jesus, wherever you are, there will your servant be. That's what God wants out of us in our lives. He wants everything. He wants my all. And I want to encourage you to give your all to him. There's nothing to fear in doing so, because no one's ever loved you like God loves you. No one's ever had as good a plan for your life as God has had for your life. So reality is, the greatest joy and the most fulfillment we could ever know is in getting our feet wet and stepping out into the brook and saying, Jesus, I go with you. Wherever you go, that's where I go. I know, God, your plans are good for me in my life. Praise God. God, I'll be faithful to you. I'll seek you first. God wants faithfulness. God, I'll love you and who you love. I'll love you, God. And God, I will submit my life to you in every way. You see, Jesus saves my soul. There's nothing I can do about it. Just put my faith in him. That's all I do is choose Jesus. Jesus saves my soul. The Holy Spirit does a work in my life and sanctifies me in my life. But it's always up to me to say, yes, Lord, there will your servant be. Let's let that be our decision today so that we can grow in him. Can I give you another big church word as I finish today? Two Sundays ago, we looked at justification. Justification. That's what Jesus does in your life. Last Sunday, we looked at sanctification. That's what the Holy Spirit does in your life. Today, I want you to think about edification, being built up. You've got a big role to play in that. That's when we say, you know what, God, I'm yours. Build me up. Use me. I'm following you with all my heart, all my way. Come on, let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this example. I know this is more than just a story. You gave this. The Bible says that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. It's the bread of life. It nourishes our souls. It makes the path straight before us. So we know this isn't just a story. It's a lesson to us to learn from and grow. So help us to follow the example of Ittai the Gittite in our lives. Faithfulness. Love, submission to you as Lord. We're yours. We're your children. We're your church. Keep building us, we pray, as we say yes to you. Today we step in and get our feet wet, Lord God. We follow you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to live victoriously this week. Say yes all week. Keep your feet wet. When you come to that place of decision where you have to decide, do I go Jesus's way or the way of this world? Step into the brook. Follow him. It's a decision you'll never regret. God bless you as you live in Christ Jesus this week.